Chaf Gimel Tammuz, July 26th. See, they don't come one day, and if people lose faith, they don't come at all. Yesterday, my avodah protest was that I was running late. I apologize. This is a very important and actually moving section. So, again, just to review, we're at the top of page Kuf Lamed Zayin, and Revolba is telling us that most people live responsive to the outside world. Those were his words. Ani is not, he said it's wrong. Oneself is not a collection of responses to what's going on outside or a collection of yearnings that are responsive to what's outside. Well, I'm here, might as well pursue this. Well, I'm here and I have this problem. He says most people never stop to really see who they are. They just live kind of a reactive life to what's going on around them, and they don't know themselves. And part of it is because we live in a world of maisa. Oh, you can't do that. You can't be so introspective. This is a life of action. Don't sit there philosophizing about life. You got to act. He says, but what's the purpose of action? He took us on a little philosophical analysis. So it's intuitive that life is about action. Why is life about action? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. He doesn't need us. He could have made a perfect world. It doesn't require action. Oh, he made human beings need to act so they can work on themselves. So if the whole idea of action is ultimately to get back to the fact that I need to develop myself, so again, it leads us to the same conclusion. He quoted Psukim and Tzedakta Matitenlo, if you're righteous, what did you give to him? It's not about him, it's about us. So that also points to the same place. And then the last point we're learning is that it really, this is what Kedusha is also. We use the word holiness, which means, you know, something special, but he explained that if Tuma means Timtum Halev, means losing sensitivity, losing self-awareness, so Kedusha is being attuned. And the bracha of Bina, the bracha of Kedusha leads to Bina. If you're Kadosh, then you have Bina, you have understanding, you have discernment. So that's another point. So top of Kuf Lamed Zayin now, the little sentence there, Ketzer Adam Chai B'Kivun Al Atzma. So how does a person live with a focus on himself? And not selfish, but seeking to understand himself and develop from there. Mekubal l'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov, Zichrono Livracha, L'chai Olam Haba. So tradition, it's accepted the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Ki kol mash anu roa misaviv lanu, everything we see around us, hu kamo ri'i, asher bo ha'ashkoch al'yon amar lanu es atzmeinu. It's like a mirror through which Hashem's Hashkocha is showing us ourselves. Hasidic teaching that if I had a certain encounter today, what I came across wasn't just by chance, it was to tell me something about myself. That's what like an inner look is about. Everything I see on the outside, how is that about me? People look at the world, they're analyzing the world. Look at what's going on with that guy, that's so interesting. Look what's going on over here. The Baal Shem said, whatever I encounter, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you have something of that nature, you have something that's relevant to you. And he quotes Chazal, Lama nismacha parshas nazir la parshas sota, Lama l'chosha kol aroa sota bo fukula yazir atzum minayayin. At the beginning of Sota, explaining why in Parshas Nasa you have Parshas of the Lachos of Sota leads into those of Nazir. Why? Because anybody who sees a Sota in her ruin should take on Naziris, shouldn't drink wine. So, in light of what he's saying here, we can understand it in a deeper way. Berosi Adam Bekilkalaso, Hidden Eroa Tekev as Atzmi. When I see somebody in a shamed state, a sinful, shamed state, I right away see myself. When it gets push-up shot, you say, a person sees that, he gets nervous. Look what inebriation can lead to. But in light of this teaching of the Hashem and the way we're saying it, what a person witnesses is a sign for himself what he's got to work on. So why did I encounter a sota? Why did I see that? So he sees all the sibuchim, the complications, almost like entanglements, all of the complicated concepts of chait that are within myself. Instead of feeling shame and anger, looking down at that person, what a disgrace he is, what a upsetting that is, instead of getting angry at the chote, you turn it inwardly and seek aids, seek counsel for himself. Shaloi koshel kamosa, I shouldn't do the same thing. Kocha adam chai v'kivan alatzma. Such does a person live with a focus on himself. A lot of times a person sees something, even if he doesn't even have exactly the same weakness, but there's an aspect there, for sure, that we can learn from. Lama nismacha parshas maraglim parshas miriam is another example, from actually the next parsha. This is Halos ben Shlach, kind of taking us through Sefer Bamidbar. Why the maraglim, beginning of Shlach, is right after the story of Miriam speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Baal Oscha. The Fisha Loxal Iske Diba, because she was stricken for matters of speech. Loshen Hara, she Dibra Be Achiha, she spoke about her brother. Shoyim Halalu Rov Lokhum Musr. And these Rishonim saw it, they didn't take Musr, they didn't take a lesson to watch this speech. It's the Medrash, Rashi quotes it. Ra'u. They saw it, he's analyzing what Rashi means. They saw it happen, but that incident it wasn't relevant to them. In their minds, it didn't touch them, it didn't affect them. El toch olamam hapnimi lo chodru hadvar. Into their inner world, the matters didn't penetrate. Didn't get there, it wasn't relevant to me. Yesh lehishtomim sheba'ad zeh kinu asam chazal rishayim. It's astounding. I can really be taken by the fact that for this, Chazal termed them Rishay. At that time, they were tzaddikim, as if you take it in chronological context. When they did the failure of taking lessons at the beginning of the parsha, that's Kulam Anoshim, Yeshua and Kalev were third and fifth. Rambanses, because they're being listed in descending order of greatness. You're talking about great people. So Ravolb was making a subtle diuk that immediately upon, it wasn't when they came back and told the bad reporter, upon the failure of letting what they saw with Miriam penetrate their hearts, Chazal called them Rishayim. Rishayim halal v'rov halal v'chumosah. That's a powerful point. Umi manhigayam, they were leaders of the people.
But they said it's slender land, right? The whole passage, they slandered the Eretz, etc.
Right, eventually they spoke Loshon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. But I think what he means to say is, the way Chazal said it is, Rishoyim halalu ra'u v'lalakhu musr. The time to take musr was when it happened. How do I experience an encounter? Do I think of it just I'm seeing someone else, or I'm seeing something about myself? The failure to think about how that affects them, that's the failure we're talking about. That was already when the story of Miriam happened. That wasn't when they came back with the
just bed. Acknowledging that it's about myself, is that enough, or you have to go to the action?
I think from great people it's a little more than acknowledgement. He's expecting it's the way we think about it.
Even if you acknowledge that you're seeing something.
What do I take from that? What am I saying?
So you say I know that's the media or something.
Yeah. Musar and acknowledgement are not synonymous. I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanta would give us a big schmooze for that.
It's a whole avoda. You have to take action right after acknowledging.
Yeah, I'm witnessing. My whole life is a collection of lessons to me. So what am I learning from this here? What lesson did HaKadosh Baruch Hu prescribe for me today that he made me witness X, whatever it was? Mm-hmm. He says, "Raklafi Rom Dargas Dar Hamidbar Hayolam Lestakal Ma'aseh Mirim B'Kivan Alatzav." But for the greatness of the Dar Hamidbar, that was a great generation called the Dar Deya. They were supposed to look at it, look at the story of Miriam with a focus on themselves. Lahachdir Zehirus B'Divar Omek Nafsham, to again, penetrate, to bring home caution with how we speak to the depth of their souls. V'lo Lachu Musar. And they didn't do so. They didn't take Musar. V'amizrachish misavir lo v'vach umar l'odam nigei atzmo. Elohu ma'orur gam kisufei aliyah. What happens around a person, not only does it show him his own blemishes, but it stirs, it rouses a yearning for elevation. Matzina b'sifri al pasuk ki am kadosh atol Hashem elokecha. Pasuk at the end of verse A, for you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. So we find kadesh atzmacha b'mutalach. Is also a very interesting subtle read, where by reading something precisely, Revolver pulls out a point that we otherwise would have missed. So Chazal say best, now sanctify yourself in that which is permissible to you. Dvarim hamutarim v'acherim noagim v'hem iser al tatirim b'fneim. Things that are permissible, it's not really aser, but others have a practice of forbidding it, you shouldn't permit it in front of them. It's a halachic concept. Sometimes there's different practices within the same city, and then you're allowed to. Basically, if you're in a place where the whole minhag is, we're strict about this, even though it's not really aser. But when you're in the presence of the people who are strict on that halacha, they don't eat that food, they don't do that, whatever it is, you're not supposed to be lenient, even though in your own personal life, where you come from, you would be. That's halacha. But look what he says here. If we were to think about why is there such halacha? Yes, most people. What's the reason for that? You think it's because it's an offense to the people there. For them, this is not kosher. For them, this is not right. So you think of it as it's because of them. But what's fascinating is if you look at the words of Chazal, it's kadesh atzmacha b'motelach. The way it's phrased is sanctify yourself. I wouldn't have thought it's not about sanctifying me. I don't do that. I'm just doing that here because I'm in their presence, because I don't want to offend them. And there are places where Chazal uses terminology in order not to cause a fight. It's also halacha. So you think this is the same thing. But, so look what he says, but it's not. We would think that what we have here in front of us is a protective measure in question about the feelings of those who are machmir. Because if you'll practice heter in front of them, when they practice iser, I was saying in terms of maybe offending them, he's saying you might cause them to lower their madrega. He eats that. He's a firm guy, so you're going to cause them to kind of weaken their own resolve or their own practice. He says, but then you wouldn't call it kadesh atzmacha b'mutalach. What he's showing you is that when you see somebody's machmir, that should inspire you, not permanently, but in his presence. Why did I encounter people who are machmir? Oh, because I was supposed to elevate myself. It's also about a response to, again, viewing the world around us as opposed to inspire us.
Learn from everything you see.
Right, it's not what people think. Okay.